Leave it out, says the lead headline in the Irish Daily Star. The paper reports that pubs are in turmoil again, as Gardaí say outdoor pints could be illegal. Similarly, the Irish Daily Mail headline speaks of a Garda blow for outdoor summer. Pub and restaurant owners have been left infuriated by a glaring government oversight that means it is illegal to serve alcohol in new outdoor seating areas, the paper says. On the other hand, the Irish Daily Mirror in its lead story reports the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar as saying yesterday that people who are not vaccinated can still holiday abroad this summer. He added that the government differs from the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Holohan, on this question. Vac your bags, says the headline, over a photograph of a crowded beach somewhere in Spain. This difference of opinion is considered in the Irish Independent's lead story. The paper reports that what it calls a worrying reluctance to take the COVID-19 vaccine among a sizeable minority of young people and conflicting official advice about summer travel is compounding the challenges to defeat the virus. A third factor, the Independent says, is the worrying spike in infections with the Delta variant of COVID in many European countries. Housing for All, the government's new housing plan to be announced next month, gets a preview in the Irish Examiner's lead story. Daniel McConnell reports that it will give elderly people incentives to downsize, remove height caps in cities, and bring 90,000 vacant units into use. The plan will, he says, aim to deliver 33,000 homes a year by 2025. The Irish Times leads with a report that the government is set to make renewed efforts to explore the acquisition of lands where the new National Maternity Hospital is to be built. Well-placed sources said that the state would engage with St Vincent's Hospital Group and the Religious Sisters of Charity, which owns the land in Dublin 4, and the paper expects that talks could begin this week. Jeffrey's grand plan, says the Belfast Telegraph headline, taking a familiar tone with Sir Geoffrey Donaldson. The paper says he is set to come home to lead the DUP from Stormont after stepping down from his Westminster seat in the autumn. Two documentary series about the killing of Sophie Toscan du Plantier in West Cork in 1996, one of which was released yesterday, get much coverage. Dan Linehan's photograph on the Examiner's front page shows a smiling Ian Bailey at the farmer's market in Skull, County Cork, yesterday. Mr. Bailey was found guilty of the murder when tried in absentia by a court in Paris, but has always maintained his innocence, as Greg Murphy reports. And he has said he probably won't see the Sky series about the death of the French filmmaker because he does not receive that channel.